All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We are efforting Augustus, one of the Augusta State.
Yeah, Quinn Carrington. I just looked up the yearbook picture.
Right.
For Augusta State.
Well, two national titles, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that? Two national titles?
Real national titles?
Yeah, real.
Like no, NCAA national titles? Yes. Like they beat Texas?
Like they beat Oklahoma State.
Huh.
Why no, they, not Texas.
Why
Texas
they have to
doesn't
beat Texas in anything.
He beat Jordan Spieth. He did beat Spieth, by the way.
Yeah. Why did you take that tone? Like national titles? Yeah. No, who was disputing that they won national titles?
I am. According to reports, it was a fake national title.
No,
according to whose reports?
We'll ask Quinn about that.
Quinn Carrington?
Yeah. So I found him. He was
Quinn sounds
two
like
over.
Kind of a...
He was two over from Patrick Reed in the picture. So I was like, let me just Google this guy.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I found his number. So Dell's getting him on right now. And we'll find out these rumors, this report about his teammates didn't like Patrick Reed.
And I think that's blown. I think that's crap. You know what? You just throw that out there. Oh, his teammates didn't like him. He was stealing from him. He was a jerk. He was drinking too much. Drinking too much is a problem for a golfer.
He admitted to that.
Yeah, he
admitted. Yeah, I know. But why is this a problem? That drinking too much. When did drinking too much become a problem for people?
When you get behind a wheel of a car? It's destructive to your family. There are a lot of reasons why drinking's not so great.
Says you. Quinn Carrington is with us here on ESPN. Former Augusta State national champion, Quinn Carrington, here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Quinn.
Hello.
Quinn, sorry to bother you so early in the morning.
Is it you sleeping? Yeah. I would think you'd be out on the range beating balls.
I know what you're calling about, and to be honest with you, I'd rather not speak about that portly man.
Wow. Patrick Reed, you're not proud of him? That's your teammate that won the Masters. Pardon me?
He was, he's not a bad golfer. He's just a bit of a lug.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, there's several situations that happened. One was when he got Cheeto dust on my white pants. That was very... It was right before Biffy, who's my girlfriend, it was right before her big party that she was having, a clam bake. And of course Patrick tried to crash it and got Cheeto dust on everything with he and his wife, quote unquote wife, who was his girlfriend at the time. And she was rough as well.
Was it hot Cheeto dust or regular Cheeto dust?
It was actually Takis. I don't know if you know the Takis.
Patrick Reed was up on Takis.
Cheetos. It's a Mexican Cheeto with red sprinkles and a Taki dust. It's
Quinn,
red.
Have you ever tried a Taki?
Absolutely not. Why would I have Takis when I can have celery stalk with peanut butter? Delicious and nutritious.
That is true. There were reports that Patrick had stolen from his teammates as well. Can you confirm or deny those reports?
I can't confirm or deny anything. I can just tell you that he's brilliant with approach shots, and he's not so brilliant with his belt and pant combination.
Wow.
His socks and belts never matched. His shoes were an absolute disaster. And he was always half-tucked. Have you ever seen a half-tucked man?
Yeah, it's called the taxi tuck.
Disheveled. Yeah. He's a disheveled, portly lug, as I told you. But he's brilliant from just off the green.
I feel like your personal vendetta against Patrick is playing into this media fuel about teammates not liking him. Sounds like you're just not happy with the way he looks.
Well, it's not that at all. I mean, we were out on the course. I'll never forget. We were in the middle of the third round, and while we were actually teeing off, our own teammate, Patrick Reed, he would scream out, get her done. And he would scream out, get her done, as loudly as he could on our backswings. And he was our teammate. This simply cannot go down.
So
and,
is that the report?
The other thing was...
He was stealing strokes from you.
No. Well, not really. He was just guilty of bad fashion, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, bad fashion, bad manners, cocky fingers. We had a baked salmon night. Every Wednesday was baked salmon night, and he'd come in with Taco Bell, with the one where they put a taco inside of a tortilla and then they fry it and put it inside of a burrito.
Delicious.
He had three of those and a Mexican pizza. I didn't even know Mexico made pizza.
They don't.
Well, yeah. No, they
not
do.
Not Mexico Taco Bell itself.
It's the Chilito.
Huh. Yeah.
Quinn well, Carrington.
So this is the problem. So he never actually stole anything from you, food or anything out of that. That was the accusation.
He didn't steal anything from me. He threw a Jello shot at me one time. He got on a pink. I had a pink blazer that I was going to wear to a boating. We had there was going to be an evening out. It was actually a late evening out on the boat. He threw a Jello shot, hit me in my pink blazer. That ruined that. And then also what Patrick Reed was guilty of was also, frankly, too much Corum. The cologne that was used back in the 80s. Dracon Noir.
Quinn Carrington, Patrick Reed's teammate from Augusta State.
Did you know that he knows karate?
He seems like a karate guy.
Did you know Patrick Reed knows karate?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. But he pretends to know karate, and he'll just kick you as hard as he can once he's had too much to drink. And he says, hi-ya, like that. Does karate chops and kicks on you.
Quinn, is it more that you need to cut loose a little bit with Patrick every once in a while?
If you consider cutting loose to be karate chops and takis, then yes, I guess.
Well, and Jello shots, that sounds like fun to me.
You know what else he would do? He had a concoction that we would make. It was milk, Worcestershire sauce, hot sauce, and orange juice. He would mix it, put it in a straw, and when you fell asleep, he would take that straw, fill it up, and then spit it into your open mouth.
That doesn't sound good.
He called it a game called Milk Mouth.
Well, you fell asleep.
It could have been worse, actually.
Sounds what? Like
you just fellas team, just fell yeah. asleep during around him. I guess okay.
Sounds like team building.
Yeah, I don't know. Sounds like yeah. Did he shave your armpits ever, or do anything like that? Or no, doesn't sound bad.
No, but there's rather unfortunate pictures though.
Oh no! All right. Well,
don't fall asleep around Patrick.
Well, Quinn, you sound like a sophisticated man. So while you're here, let me ask you: I'm going to a French spring ball on Saturday. Weather's going to be about 72 degrees. What do you recommend I wear?
Brilliant. I would say right now, boat shoes, white pants. I would also wear a white linen jacket if you have it with the linen pants and. Or a seersucker suit, if that's available.
When does seersucker suit start? When is that season?
Typically, it begins after March 19th.
March 19th. Got it.
Gotcha.
So if you're going with Patrick Reed, I would just wear cut-off short jeans or jorts, and then maybe a shirt that's halfway tucked.
A Tennessee halfway. Tuck.
Or maybe a wife beater. That'd be fun.
No. Gross.
Man. That's even gross for Patrick Reed. Have you ever seen
the whole
him?
Thing is gross. Phone call is gross. Goodbye.
I guess we got the source of the hate.
Must have been Quinn Carrington giving out this information about Patrick. I didn't hear any of the other stuff, though, about that untucked and half-tucked. And
well, that's why we went to the source.
Shorts and
look, man, I would Jello hate somebody. Shot.
And
I'd
milk
hate,
mouth.
Milk
wouldn't
mouth.
You hate somebody wipe their talkie hands on you?
Yeah, on your nice seersucker suit. Or created milk mouth and shot that into your.
Like I'm not down with
mouth.
That. Talkie hands because that will stay forever.
The milk mouth. Game. Yeah, now we used to remember. You used to put shaving cream on your buddy's
and then you just slap,
and then wipe his face with it.
Oh, you put
his
hand in the warm water.
Right,
and
pee.
Did that really work?
No, it never worked.
I don't think so.
That's why you just piss on them.
Oh, I don't know. It's somebody who's drunk. Somebody.
You're supposed to say that on radio.
I don't think so.
Have you just peed on yourself.
I've noticed that it just the move from AM to FM seems to have loosened up. Like, apparently, our standards are lower now.
Hey, man, let's put his hand in the hot water. Hey, it's not working. Okay, I got it.
Pee on him. That's not what we do.
Well, I wanted him to pee, so now we're going to pee on him.
Guys,
that's
act like
not
you've
how
never done
that works.
He has never done that. Stop.
No, I've never peed on a guy before. Well,
I haven't.
No.
My brother, one time we were playing pillow fights. I've told that story before.
We're
playing pillow fights in the dark, and I just thought it'd be funny.
And you pee on him. Just pee on him?
And what did Mom think about that?
Not happy. 0% happy.
Wait, how do you...
I'm going to tell Mom! Wait! But, you know, usually you let... You know, here, hit me! But I didn't say, here, pee on me! And I'm like, wait,
Hold here's... on.
And I had no money. I couldn't bribe him with money. I'm like... I'll let you... just don't tell her!
Wait, hold on. You had him pinned down, and you just like, I'm going to whip it out. And
pick. No, so we were, it was like four people.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. There's a crowd. Johnny was in there. No, it was
Did you all decide to pee on your brother?
Here's what it basically was. It was basically wrestling when we were jumping off the top rope on each other in the dark, which what could possibly go wrong there?
Except yeah, so we get peed on.
Yeah, and so I did my my signature thing was
to pee on him?
Superfly Snuka. No.
Is it your R. Kelly move?
No, I was going to jump off the top ropes, and I just, for whatever reason, at the last minute, I thought, you know what? Let me see about doing this move.
Pee off the ropes.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing in there?
And he hates
that. We're just playing sports.
Urinating on each other?
Water sports.
Here comes Golden Shower.
We're playing sports.
Water sports.
Yeah, it was not a nice thing.
I don't know.
It's a big brother move, though, but not a nice one.
I watched WrestleMania, like 8 hours of it. I didn't see anybody go for the Golden Shower off
the rope. Because you put a Brazzers sign on the Undertaker yesterday on that move.
That was the internet. That was the internet.
No, I'm putting it on you. It was you. I know it was you.
That's the way you get away with anything is just, the internet did this.
9:35
You are the internet, it turns out.
You are.